I'm very happy now to welcome Jacques Paysner. He's executive director and co-founder of the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival, which opens tonight and runs through this Sunday. Welcome to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte, and good morning.
Good morning. It's a very exciting time of year, Santa Fe Independent Film Festival. Now, independent films, that's kind of where the action is these days.
Well, it's just about the greatest. I mean, you see independent films that are winning the Oscar, independent films that are touching on issues that otherwise go unnoticed. You've got people like Errol Morris, Wim Wenders, Werner Herzog, just to name a few, really changing the way journalism is done through independent filmmaking. And, I mean, I'm kind of tired, for one, of seeing the giant blue light shoot up into the sky and kind of the same explosions and the same thing kind of rehashed. So,
like,
I mean,
stupid high-concept movies involving CGI and car chases.
Yeah, and just Hollywood movies. The time when they were making the best movies is long gone, and now it's given rise to equipment that's much cheaper and more accessible to new filmmakers, and films that are changing the way we see the art of filmmaking. Jean Cocteau said film will never be the art form that it could be until the materials are as cheap as a paper and pen. So I think we're starting to realize that now, 60 years later.
Like anyone knows what a paper and pen is these days.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen one, and my handwriting has become a lot worse than it ever was.
So we really are getting into that time where, I mean, it's so strange because we're in a time of such economic disparity and inequality, and that's affecting the film industry. At the same time, the equipment has become so relatively inexpensive that virtually anybody can make a film, which doesn't mean they're going to make good films.
Yeah, I mean, it creates a situation where the market becomes more and more saturated and there's more and more pictures to choose from. But it also gives a new filmmaker, a first-time director, the chance to make something really major when a lot of times in the past they'd have to raise a lot more money than it takes nowadays, especially for a documentary.
So let's talk about this festival. How do you go about choosing the films for the festival? We're going to have so many documentaries, so many narrative films, shorts, longs.
Well, we have Derek Horn, the director of programming, and he really travels all over the world, goes to ITVA. International Documentary Festival of Amsterdam.
Oh, okay.
And Rotterdam Film Festival, Tribeca, Sundance, and Telluride, and really looks at all the trends and the hottest films of the year and brings those to Santa Fe. Plus, we have the screening committee, and they review all the entries that people send to the fest. And we really try to put together a very eclectic schedule with something for everybody, something for young people, something for older people. You know, where we have a lot of comedies, a lot of narrative features, a lot of film festivals just do documentaries or have a schedule that's heavy in documentary. But we feel like a director working with actors and the theatrics of it is really what makes a film. And, you know, where a lot of film festivals focus on international or American films, we focus on the director or filmmaker as an artist, and that, you know, allows us to put together a schedule like this where you have the international films, you have these great American features.
I love that. I mean, flipping through this little film festival book of the films that are coming around, I mean, oh, the Ukrainian film, or the Slovenian film, or the South African film, and they're just all here in Santa Fe.
Yeah, we've got about 12 feature films that are international, and about another 30 short films that are international. So you're really getting a chance to see the best films from all over the world here in Santa Fe for this third week in October.
Including native cinema.
Including native cinema, which has always been a big part of the fest, with Gary Farmer as the chair of the advisory board, with Chris Eyre joining the advisory board last year. This year we've got the Sterling Harjo documentary,
which is a very nice movie. Can I just plug that?
Yeah, please do.
The film is called This May Be the Last Time, and it's about a certain kind of singing that is a hybrid of Scottish music, black spirituals, indigenous language, music, Christianity, and it's a kind of singing that's kind of going out of style and being forgotten. Anyway, we did an interview on that a while ago when it was just screening for a night or two at the Jean Cocteau, and now it's back. And
yeah, that was part of Sundance's program maybe a month ago.
Right.
And yeah, we're really happy to bring that one back. We've also got Rhymes for Young Ghouls, which is a First Nations film from Canada about a young woman struggling with some pretty tough choices. And that'll be on opening night. The opening night film is The Tribe, but Rhymes for Young Ghouls will be on Wednesday the 15th.
Opening night, that's tonight.
Yeah, that's tonight, so we're so excited. And if you don't have your passes yet, please get to the Lenzic box office and pick them up.
Excellent.
There's also LaDonna Harris, Indian 101, a documentary that has a lot of local connections.
What are some other favorites of yours in the film festival?
Well, God, I'm very excited about Four Corners. That's South Africa's submission to the Academy. And I know you'll be talking with Ian.
Yeah, I think tomorrow. Maybe Friday.
So that film is so special. And it's done in such a way visually that just really captured my attention. And I think anybody who gets a chance to go and see that one, please do.
So there are also some awards that you are presenting.
Yes, we have a very exciting and special night of awards at the Lenzic on Saturday, October 18th, and we'll be presenting Shirley MacLaine with a Lifetime Achievement Award. George R.R. Martin will also receive a Lifetime Achievement Award. Ted Hope, Hampton Sides, and Imogen Hughes, the owner of Bonanza Creek Ranch, will also be awarded. So that is going to be such a cool night to be at the Lenzic. Plus, it's followed by the film Elsa and Fred, which stars Shirley MacLaine and Christopher Plummer, and George Segal even has a part in it.
Nice. Great night to go to the Lenzic, and a lot of wonderful people getting awards.
Yeah, I mean, we're really, really honored and humbled by a couple of giants like George R.R. Martin and Shirley MacLaine accepting. Ted Hope is the producer of 70 independent films, great ones like 21 Grams, American Splendor, In the Bedroom. And not only will Ted Hope be doing that, he'll be doing a master's discussion. He'll be doing the keynote at our filmmaker brunch. So, I mean, just having Ted Hope here is a pretty big coup. And I know you film geeks out there are going to be very excited about that.
Is Santa Fe a film geek kind of city?
You know, I think we've really grown an audience over the past 6 years where, at first when we were starting out, we would show a film at Warehouse 21 and we'd be happy if 200 people showed up, to in 2011 when we had 800 people showing up. And then by 2013, we'd do our summer series and, hardly get any press, but we had such a dedicated audience that we had over 600 people show up for the Rocky Horror Picture Show in the park. So it's growing, and while Santa Fe is an artistic community, there's a lot of film aficionados. Something like this fest is fairly new, and they're learning to trust the programming. They're learning that if they go to a Santa Fe Independent Film Festival event, they're going to see the director there introducing the film. It's going to be a film of note. We did Boyhood this summer as part of our summer series.
That's such a great movie.
Oh, it was amazing. And to have Lee Daniel there speaking with Chris
Ayer. Cinematographer, yep.
Yeah, I mean, it makes it a 3D experience.
Now, in addition to all the films, there's a bunch of parties. People can look at the calendar online or in the little booklet. And there's also a couple of, for example, master's discussion with Kirk Ellis and Hampton Sides and filmmaking workshops and things like that.
Yeah, I mean, the educational part of the fest has really grown, along with the rest of the fest, but you see Hampton Sides doing a master's discussion hosted by Kirk Ellis, George R.R. Martin speaking on writing, Laura Teruso of Foxy Merkins and codependent lesbian space alien Seek Same will be doing a DIY filmmaking workshop. She's
yes, ladies and gentlemen, that is a film.
Yeah, and Foxy Merkins is just hilarious. I nearly died laughing when I saw it at Sundance, and to have Laura Taruso here with it, I think is very cool. She's part of this cadre of New York City independent filmmakers that are really pushing the envelope on, you know, what an independent comedy is.
Foxy Merkins, by the way, is screening on Friday night at 6 o'clock at the Jean Cocteau. And you will have films in pretty much all the different venues in town, the CCA, the Screen, the Jean Cocteau.
And the Lensic.
And the Lensic.
And we're doing three nights at the Lensic again. You know, you've seen us do Bless Me Ultima with Rudolfo Anaya at the Lensic.
Yeah.
You saw the New Mexico premiere of Tapia last year. John Waters live at the Lensic. This year, we're partnering with HBO, which is very exciting. We've done it before for our summer series, but this is the first year that HBO is presenting a screening and a party at the Fest, and that's Thursday the 16th. Friday the 17th, we're doing the New Mexico premiere of The Homesman, which is very exciting. It played at Telluride. It was at Festival de Cannes in May, and it stars Hilary Swank, Meryl Streep's in it, James Spader's in it, John Lithgow. And it was directed by Tommy Lee Jones, and the executive producer will be there. Michael Fitzgerald will be doing Q&A after the film, hosted by Kirk Ellis.
A lot going on. And it's so interesting because HBO, I mean, you don't necessarily think of independent film, but they take more risks and do such great TV.
Well, yeah, if you look at our guest of honor from 2011, Kirby Dick, I mean, the way he's able to do documentary filmmaking as investigative journalism and have a situation like he did with Invisible War, where the legislation to take rape in the military out of the military courts and bring it to the civilian courts, they cited his movie throughout the entire process. So HBO having such a great deal with Kirby allows Kirby Dick to make movies and be totally fearless, and plus have a place to show them. HBO buys tons of independent documentaries, and they also have their own programming. Lisa Cholodenko, the director of Olive Kitteridge, has made tons of independent films. She's a, you know, really great independent filmmaker, and she's also, you know, of course, working with HBO. So they were such a great fit.
Santa Fe Independent Film Festival is on the web at santafeindependent.com, and you can go to the Lensic box office to get your tickets or your passes. You can just get a pass for the whole thing.
Yeah, and we've managed to keep those prices pretty low, and so, yeah, please do get a whole pass. It's a really good deal. It gets you into it, it'll save you a lot of money if you're planning on spending the 5 days at the Fest.
And it's just such a great opportunity to totally geek out. I mean, just cancel all your social plans and invite those same people, if you've got plans already, to the film festival. And just, like, go. You can get into this, like, weird headspace where afterwards it's like, man, I got to go to the gym. But you just go to one film after another, and it's so fulfilling.
Yeah, and you've got some really good chances to see a panel on filmmaking in the 90s with
right.
Lee Daniel, Penn Densham, and Chris Ayers moderating it. Maris Studi's on it. And they'll be talking about this kind of golden era of making movies where there was a lot of money to make them. Penn Densham's the writer and screenwriter for Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves, if you remember that one. And I hope Chris will ask him why Kevin Costner doesn't even attempt an English accent in that movie.
I think we all know the answer to that. Anyway, Jacques Paysner, executive director and co-founder of the Santa Fe Independent Film Festival, thank you so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thanks, Mary Charlotte, and great to see you.
And the Independent Film Festival runs tonight through Sunday.